I'd like to welcome you back to All DAF Staff and Practice Series. There are different businesses, different industries that could potentially create challenges for someone's ownership of such businesses in terms of chametz on Pesach. Perhaps he's going to own chametz on Pesach. And you go through the procedure of selling your chametz, selling the business, however you're able to maneuver that. But there's another dynamic that people may not be aware of, and that is even if you don't own the chametz, as long as your responsibility for the chametz, even if the chametz belongs to a non-Jew, it could still be a problem. That comes up in today's daf, in Pesachim, daf Hey, really towards the bottom of Hey Mabez. The Gemara teaches this idea that if you have responsibility for a non-Jew's chametz, then there's going to be a problem of Bai Ra, Bai Matze on Pesach. Towards the top of the Amud, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara makes a drasha, Lo yire lecha se'ar, shel cha yatara, you can't see your own Se'ar, avlatara shel acherim shel gavo. You are able to see. There's no prohibition to see someone else's chametz, and you're allowed to have within your home someone else's chametz. Now, there could be a separate problem. You're supposed to create a mechitza, a barrier, in order to ensure that you don't eat it on Pesach. That would be rabbinic. But in terms of the ownership of chametz, having it within your possession, lo yira elecha, it wouldn't be a problem if you don't have responsibility. If you do have responsibility, then it could be an issue. And therefore, if someone, let's say, has a delivery business, there could be an issue if you have responsibility for the chametz. But I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halichas Shlomo on Halachas of Pesach discusses, what if you have a Jewish-owned insurance company? You insure people's property, and one of the products, one of the objects that you insure is chametz. So do we say that you have responsibility for the chametz, and therefore it would be a problem of that this Gemara on Pesach? You have achrayus for a non-Jew's chametz on Pesach. So one factor that could mitigate this issue is that the only time, there are those that are of the opinion, the Magen Avraham is of the opinion, and it's not universal, but the Magen Avraham is of the opinion that this prohibition of having achrayus of a non-Jew's chametz is only true if it's Birshus Yisrael. If it's within your domain, if you have a non-Jew's chametz in your home and you have responsibility for it, then it's a problem. But if it's within a non-Jew's possession, then it wouldn't be a problem. Therefore, even if you're insuring the chametz that belongs to the non-Jew, as long as it's within the non-Jew's possession, then it wouldn't be a problem. But not everyone agrees with that. But still, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it wouldn't be a problem because ultimately the concept of achrayus, the concept of having responsibility isn't limited to the monetary responsibility to pay if it gets lost, to pay if it gets damaged. Rather, achrayus means that you have a responsibility to watch it. You have a responsibility to ensure that it's still around, not just to ensure with an eye to pay him if it gets lost, rather to ensure that it will remain there. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman Paskins, and my understanding is that really is the assumption of all Poskim, that even if you own an insurance company and you insure goods, products that may be chametz, there wouldn't be a problem of Bai Ra, Bai Matzeh. There wouldn't be considered of chemso shel akum, non-Jews chametz that you have achrayus for, because ultimately you don't really have responsibility for it. All you need to do is pay if something would happen to it.